SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve indicated that it's nearing a long-awaited shift toward cutting interest rates, but today announced it's keeping the key rate unchanged at about 5.4%, a 22-year high. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected two key demands Hamas has made during indirect ceasefire talks, saying Israel will not withdraw from the Gaza Strip or release thousands of jailed terrorists. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemns Hamas for its attack on October 7th, but decries what he calls the collective punishment in Gaza.
The ongoing conflict and relentless bombardment by Israeli forces across Gaza have resulted in killings of civilians and destruction at a pace and scale unlike anything we have witnessed in recent years. I'm horrified by incessant military strikes that have killed and maimed civilians and protected personnel and that have damaged or destroyed civilian infrastructure.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Also at SRNNews.com, in health news, a drug maker ending development of a controversial Alzheimer's drug. Rita Foley has more.
It was once seen as a potential blockbuster in the treatment of Alzheimer's, the drug Aduhelm, but doctors were hesitant to prescribe it, given weak evidence that the drug slows Alzheimer's. Aduhelm was initially priced at $56,000 a year. Insurers blocked or restricted coverage, and Medicare imposed strict limits on who could get it. Now Biogen says it will stop developing the drug and end sales, and it'll pull the plug on a study needed for full approval from the FDA. Biogen says it'll focus now on other treatments for Alzheimer's, the fatal mind-robbing disease. I'm Rita Foley.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is now ahead 46 points, but the NASDAQ down 144. This is SRN News. Men are moving up the ranks in America's sororities.
Kappa Kappa Gamma is considering a man who is living as a woman for president of the 154-year-old organization. Alumni of the sorority are suing to try and prevent it. But the trend is for men living as women to be accepted into Kappa Kappa Gamma. Last fall, a judge ruled that the University of Wyoming chapter had to admit a man, and two women who fought that were eventually kicked out of the sorority altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in France working on a bill that would enshrine abortion in the Constitution. The measure had been promised by President Macron following the repeal of Roe v. Wade in the U.S. The pro-life movement in France has very little political clout. A constitutional amendment in France must pass both chambers of parliament and then be approved either in a referendum or by three-fifths majority of a joint session of parliament. This is SRN News. In health news, a new federal report says the number of syphilis cases in the U.S. is rising.
Officials at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the rate of infectious syphilis cases rose 9% in 2022, and that the more than 207,000 cases is the highest count in the U.S. since 1950. They say syphilis is less common than other STDs, such as gonorrhea and chlamydia, but it's considered more dangerous. The CDC says gonorrhea cases dropped 9% in 2022, and chlamydia cases were relatively flat. I'm Donna Water.
A teacher strike in a Boston suburb entered its ninth day, with both sides still unable to agree on salaries and other issues. The Newton School Committee said its latest offer to the Newton Teachers Association is fair and competitive. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.